influencing you. Notice that I say influence and influencing, because it's an ongoing process. Faith comes, it grows, it develops as you learn, as you apply, assimilate, take in. So as you're taking in, so if faith is present, the Holy Spirit's working that faith, you hear the confession of what you believe coming out. Now, our confession at times in the past has at times been under the law, mechanical, because you've heard it taught, you've heard it preached, you read it in the Word of God, so by confessing it, that brings it into being. Unless the Holy Spirit has worked that confession in your soul, in your heart, in your very being, it's not a true confession. It is, in fact, a lie. So, making a positive confession is a very serious thing. Because if you are confessing God's promises, then we must know that it is faith. And you will know whether that confession is a positive or a negative, because in time you're going to hear it. And if it is negative, then don't confess what is really negative, because that then is lying. And my Bible says, no liar will enter the kingdom of heaven. So this positive thinking, confession, is a very serious subject to take into consideration. It is better not to say anything. It is that still time until the Holy Spirit brought us to a place where we are then making that confession, because God has worked in me, just like he worked in Jonah. And Jonah had come to that place where he saw all of his circumstances as lying vanities. And at that point, the fish had to regurgitate him up. And that's what God will do. The point when your confession lines up with God's promise, without any doubt, that is the point of deliverance. And so God is working with us. And there's no point you confessing that you've received that money if when you go back home, you're confessing unbelief. Because then that is a lie. It is better not to say anything, but just to stay before God and talk it out with God and remain before God, and God will bring you to that place, as he does with everything else. That's when you apply wisdom. And this is where confession, positive thinking confession, again, has gone wrong, and the devil has used it. You know? And we've all made this mistake. Praise God, he hasn't given up on us. We're still here, listening, yet another faith message. But I don't know about you, but I think there's quite a lot coming out today about faith. There are new aspects to this that we weren't ready yet to receive last year, but we are now this year. And I take encouragement in all of this, because I have stayed with this by the mercy of God, faith in the deeper light, because I know it to be the last day message before Jesus returns. There is no other message. It is the gospel message. But God is still requiring of us to believe. And that is the point. So as I started with this title, the Holy Spirit and faith are inseparable. We have to have the Holy Spirit ministering, working our faith. For our faith is a holy faith. It is a holy seed that is planted into your life, into your soul, into your heart, and mine as well. But God knows, like any seed, he can't leave that. A seed has to be nurtured, has to be nourished, has to be watered, because something has got to come forth from that which God has planted into your heart. And so what is the food? What is the nurturing? It is the promises of God. That is the feeding of faith. And then, of course, that is why we have the parable of the sower. Jesus brought that very important parable, one of the most important parables he ever taught, revealing that faith, which is a seed, must be nurtured, must be fed. And that is where the will of man comes in. You can decide on that, how that seed that God has given to you, how it can be looked after. You can say to yourself, I don't want that seed, I'm not interested. Or, yes, I've got this seed, let's see what it can do, let's have a go. And they only last for just a while. Or you've got a seed where you go all out with it, and great and marvellous, and then the world takes over and it chokes it. Or there's a seed that you see, this is from God. And I received that seed by the grace and mercy of God. And I'm truly thankful because I have done nothing to deserve this. Well, those with a heart, I believe, like that, will go all the way. Will go all the way with what God can do and will do with that fruit of faith. But the Holy Spirit must be always in operation, in ministry, in work, in working, affecting that faith in you and me. You try doing it on your own, and you bring yourself under the law and the works of the law. And that was the tragic problem with the church of Galatia. They had received by the Spirit that precious seed and finished under the law in the flesh. And many works, many lives have characterized that over the centuries, made those same mistakes, because man likes the law. Because in the law, he feels he is under control. Whereas it's by faith, you have to totally trust God for everything. Are you in faith for things? Of course you are. You're near, what? Sometimes it seems there's a myriad of things to believe for, doesn't it? You know? But is that impossible with God? No. There's some areas, there's some things with faith, you know, you just believe, and it's there. Done. Manifested. And others, it's even a battle. Will I ever get there? Well, with each situation, each predicament, each circumstances, each need, God knows the faith that is required for that, and it varies. That is why Brother Freeman was shown a vision 3 years back of what faith is. And he said it was like a big diamond being held up high in a hall. And as that diamond turned, and where it had been cut, all these reflections, these lights and colours were coming from this one diamond. And God said, that is what faith is like for each circumstance. That it comes from one source, and that is me. Amen? Father, we thank you this morning. Thank you, Lord, that we need such a message like this. I believe that you have planted much this morning in our hearts that, yes, has been needed, but it's always in your right time and right way. Lord, where there is unbelief still lurking within us, Lord, we ask that you have mercy over us. And help our unbelief, Father. Help us not to give up, even if we have missed it in faith. Because we also know that there is an enduring faith. A faith that will hold on and believe to the end, whatever the circumstances. But Lord, also, we are very aware this morning that you have revealed the sovereign work of the Holy Spirit. And he must be sovereign in working that faith in us to believe. And so, Lord, if we've really taken this in fully this morning, then we can raise our hands and say, what have we to lose in this? We have nothing. Everything is on our side. But Father, that is revealed to those whom you wish to show it to. And so, Lord, I pray that you'll be with us through this week, and that we indeed may be those examples of faith, a faith that is motivated, moved by love. Help us to walk in your ways and to keep your commandments. Keep us from the evil one, from temptations. Until we assemble again, Father, we thank you for this. In Jesus' name.